It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Americans, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Where Don and I have been working on the newspaper. You know, we were very fortunate and honored to have James Corbett did a really awesome video on us doing the paper. We've been yakking about it for a while, and the authors are great. I mean, we got a lot of really, really good authors that you're going to be, you know, impressed with all of the contributions that they've made. And the theme is leaving aloneism, transition in your mind and maybe geophysical to where, you know, we're getting away from strife, you know, dependence. We need to be independent. You can't be independent or declare your independence if you're dependent. And one of those things we're going to talk about with James McCanny today is we have an ad on Freedom's Phoenix that rotates on. You'll probably recognize it for water filters. And this is of interest to us because I wanted to do the show because, you know, we want to promote one of our advertisers and doing it. And it advertises. You're going to get educated, too. Because the big thing for me is as we make the transition from they, them, those's grid, which definitely includes the water, you know, that has been one thing that I have learned over the years. When I first started becoming a political activist, there were two issues you had to have an opinion about. One was abortion. Man, what's your view on that? You know, either way, you got it. You know, and of course, libertarians are, you know, what's the role of government kind of thing, and, you know, comes at it from a different thing, so that, you know, pisses everybody off. But the other thing was fluoride in your water. That it was in the late 80s, early 90s. That was the issue. They were fluoridating everything. And then you find out later and you do some research and kind of, you know, and the biggest thing is this. Why does the Uncle Sam give a crap about my teeth? The government, you know, wage war, do all the crap that they do, force notions and potions in your flesh, but gosh darn it, they want you to have good teeth. You know? Really? Is that what they want? Does the government give a crap about my teeth? And the big thing was is forced medication from the man. You know, so the fluoridation thing got me interested in water. My son and I, when he was in high school, keeping busy one summer or a project or, you know, whatever, because he's got one of those big brain guys, is that we did a Freedom of Information thing with the city of Phoenix on the fluoridation. I just wanted to know what kind, where, how. It was an interesting project that we did together over the summer. And eventually, they're like, oh, damn it, just give him everything he wants. And we found out a lot of stuff. You don't want to talk about that today. But water is very important. Now, where we are now in the desert has well water. And it is awesome. It tastes good. I don't fear it. We fill up the tanks, you know, here on the bus and so on. I feel better. Any other water we get, we have filters that we put them through and so on. So we're, you know, strong on our filtered water and that we're healthy with that. But we're building a home. You know, we get to building a home, what are we going to do? Well, first we're going to, you know, if we have wet rainwater, you got to add stuff to it. If you got well water, you got to check and make sure you got it. And you always need a filter. So we're going to be talking about water filtration today and get all scienced up, you know, from a scientist. You know, Professor James McCanny, you know, has taught mathematics at university level all over the place in Latin America, you know, high-level Russian scientist. And I mean, the boy's got skills. So I want to talk about how he transitioned to this water thing, the difference about his machine, what he has to offer the community, and for us just to get, you know, introduced to someone that become part of the community, and when you need to have, and you're going to need to have quality water. You know, that's just the way it's going to be. So what selection you have someone in the community that you have an ability to not only learn from, but purchase your stuff from. We're going to get into pricing. We're going to get into how it's shipped. We're going to get into how it's made. We're going to get into what it does and why. We're going to learn about water today. Can we do that, James?
Thank you, Ernest. Yes, that's the topic. And it's a huge topic. Like you say, 20, 30 years ago, people were concerned about fluoride in water. But now that's the least of your worries.
Right.
I mean, there's everything else under the sun. PFAS chemicals, things that are parts per trillion dangerous, and on and on and on. So, yeah, the trick is, how do you get this out of your water? And the biggest point I make is, number one, these accumulate in your system. And number two, the biggest dose you get of toxin comes in the daily shower. You're taking that toxin in through your skin with the water. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body, hundreds of times bigger than your stomach. And then when you're breathing in the vapor, it goes into your bloodstream and into your cells. So there's no filtration in your body. And the, you know, the laundry list of chemicals out there in the water today is obtuse. It's just amazing.
You know, this is one thing that we hear a lot, especially here in Phoenix, because they, you know, recycle, reprocess the water like we're a space station or something, you know. So I'm going, all right. We start checking on it, or people start being concerned about it, and what do they find out? It's got a whole bunch of pharmaceuticals. Everybody's got a suitcase of drugs that they're on. It goes into the system. It goes through the water treatment plants. It comes back to us, and it has an impact on their endocrine system, hormones, this. I mean, you know, there's stuff. So I want to talk to us. I'll be running the slides here because I want people to see some of your machines. Now, you know, you got some Berkey filter plastic bucket stuff going on here. Is that you?
What that is a build your own. I sell the water filter elements and a spigot. You can get those fairly inexpensively. And people, I'm surprised I'm selling a lot of those, but it's a way for people to make their own portable water filter. And then people can buy their own containers and drill a couple of holes and they have a water filter. They can buy the containers big or smaller if they want a travel filter.
You know, I'm trying to get away from plastic, you know? And then,
well, yeah.
But,
I don't sell the plastic. Yeah, that's a minor product on my page. The biggest thing is this one here, the MR5. That's what I want people to look at.
Well, what's the material of this? Is that stainless steel?
Absolutely. That's 304 stainless steel. Lifetime. It's going to be there long after the house is gone. That thing is going to be sitting there. It's a highly crafted product. It's made completely with CAD-CAM machining. All the welds are machine-made. And so it's a fantastic uniform product. And so the case is stainless steel, but the filter elements are the heart of the issue. They are designed to take out particulate matter. The outside screen is a 0.1 micron. So that's getting down sub-bacteria size. Even some viruses, it can filter out physically. But then the inside is a medium that's baked, and it removes all the chemicals, pharmaceuticals, heavy metal, fluoride, chlorine, which you've got to get out of your water. A lot of people don't realize when the city puts in chlorine in the water, it creates a lot of other chemicals, which are acids and bromo acids, things like that. So there's about a dozen let's say created chemicals in your water that you have to get out of your water also. It's not just the chlorine that is the issue. It's all these other chemicals that are created by putting chlorine in the water. And so you got to get all of these out of your water, because this, my opinion, is this why a lot of people are sick. They're showering in this water every day. They're breathing in the vapor.
Let's talk about the shower thing.
And getting a royal dose of toxin every day.
Well, let's talk about the shower thing. You know,
Yes.
We do... take a lot more attention to what we're drinking. And sometimes when you're on the road and you're filling up your water tanks, just so you know, for the toilet and shower and all that kind of stuff, you don't give enough attention to what this big, giant, largest organ of your body with all these pores everywhere, you know, sucking up, you know. And if they, them, those want to, and they can, you know, have their way with you and whatever they want to, you know, pollute your mind and your brain and your thought processes or your health or pharmaceutical wants to make some money and make you sick, whatever, you know, the vector of using your skin could be definitely one of the ways they can get in. So tell me how your skin is susceptible to all of this stuff that you smear yourself with every day.
Some common examples would be like a nicotine patch. There are pharmaceutical patches that you put on your arm, and that's a way of sometimes localizing a drug to a certain area, or to just titrate it in slowly into your body. And so putting things in through your skin into your body are well known. The other thing is, if you put something in your mouth and drink it or eat it, then your kidneys, your et cetera, your stomach, your digestive juices can break that down. If it goes into your skin, it's direct drive. That's why they give you a shot in the arm. That goes right into your bloodstream. And so anyway, the same thing happens when you're breathing in. Your lungs actually have a surface area much bigger than your skin. You may not know that. All these little balls that are taking in oxygen that go right into your bloodstream. So when you're breathing in that vapor, those toxins are going in with it. They're going into your bloodstream, into your cells, and that's where they stay. And so I use an example. Well, people go, well, that's just a little bit. Well, let me take an example. You've got a backpack, and I put 1 ounce of little weight in there every day. Okay, in 15 days, you have a pound. In a month, you've got 2 pounds. In a year, you've got 24 pounds. In 5 years, you've got 125 pounds. You know, okay, in 10 years, you have 250 pounds. Now walk around with that. And this is the problem. Your body is accumulating these toxins. So after 5, 10, 15 years, you start getting sick. And you go, gee, I don't feel good. You know, what am I doing wrong? Well, you're showering in toxic water. So
well,
you got to get
health,
this out. And especially,
they want you to drink more water. Well, you know, to help flush
right.
this stuff out. And if you got bad stuff, you're not doing yourself any good. So, it's, you know, any kind of therapy or maintenance on your health, you know, it's like water, duh. I mean, you know, this is like a thing. So this is, I want to make sure we get some things in as we're doing the show. James McCanney is a when I say mathematician, does that kind of describe you?
A mathematician, my advanced degree is in nuclear solid state physics. So I'm a physicist, nuclear physicist by trade, solid state. I worked 25 years in the telecommunications industry, designing computers and working on computer networks and encryption. So that's mathematics. And so I've worked in both fields professionally. I taught 10 years at the university level, math, physics, computer science, and astronomy. So I've been kind of all over the board professionally, but about 20 years ago, I got into the water filter business. It was actually a contract I had when I started my own radio show. I sold water filters as part of, and then they paid for the airtime. And eventually I got my own product line. I got my own, now I have my own manufacturing of my own product line. It's my design, et cetera. So it's evolved over these years. Now I even have commercial products for municipal water systems or campus, et cetera. But my main concentration is for the homeowner. This MR5 that you show pictured right now is, it's a 27 inches tall. It takes about a foot of space in your basement where the water comes in. And that product has evolved over a 20-year period to where it's the only thing on the market like it. There's nothing like this.
Okay, we're
going to
get into
market.
That. And I want to make sure for the audio listeners that they, you know where to go. It's JM, for James McCanney, I guess, JMCCWaterFilters.com. What's the CC stand for, so get it in people's minds?
Well, my last name is McCanney. It's M-C-C-A-N-N-E-Y. So it's just my initials. JMCC are my initials. And then waterfilters.com. And that that name I've been using for 20 years. It just kind of like was a name, very handy, you know.
Waterfilters.com. JMCCWaterfilters.com. Oh, yeah. JMCCWaterfilters.com. Now, we're showing some pictures of this in a factory. It's, you know, mass producing a bunch of different various sizes of these out of stainless steel. So let's start talking about the design of it. Have you, you know, got into the water filtration business, and then you sell these filters for people to make their own if they're, you know, DIYers and they want to, you know, DIYers, you know, they want to do it themselves. But, and, you know, it seems like you're doing some business there. But the system for the homeowner is we build our home. As we get, you know, water's going to be a thing. I mean, we're going to be getting something. How much? Why yours? What's the technology? What makes it better? Why did you get the passion enough to even start this from being a mathematician, an engineer, or whatever it is that you're in industry, and all of a sudden we're doing water filters? Why?
Okay, well, I about 15 years ago, really more than that, I looked at what's going on in the world, and I was concerned about all the, you know, the political things, and I said, what are the two biggest problems in the world? I want to go out and solve them. Being a scientist, an engineer, a person that's worked in industry, I know how to design and get things made, et cetera, move things. I said, water and energy. So I did two things. I created the water filter line in my own products, and I went out and researched the best, latest technologies. I'll talk about those in a minute. And then energy, and I have a patented device. It's called the JMCC Wing Generator, and it's patented. It's being marketed now to farms and ranches, and it's going to be eventually big enough to replace nuclear power plants in a single wind energy unit. So those two industries I targeted, and I said, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to solve these in an engineering matter. And here's how engineering used to be done. What you do is you take a problem and you define the problem, and then you define a solution. It doesn't define a product. It doesn't define anything physical. And so in water, you have to take everything out of the water that's not related to water. And you have to let the minerals go through because they're good for you.
Yeah, that's one water thing. Let's talk about that a second. If I do rainwater, that's one of the things that we've kind of, you know, here in the desert, when it rains, it freaking rains, you know?
Yes.
You go through monsoon, absolutely. You could save up for the year if you got storage.
That's
well,
correct.
Now I got rainwater, and I'm going, woohoo, I got rainwater. You know, let's do the rainwater. Of course, whatever they put in the atmosphere. But, you know, I got rainwater, but they're going, yeah, that may not be the best thing, you know? Humanity kind of grew up, you know, drinking out of the stream and getting dissolved rocks and whatever. And when I did my aquaponics system, I used granite just simply because I was thinking I was going to get me some, you know, some minerals in there that I wanted to include in the process rather than just expanded clay and so on. So, you know, that was my thought process, but, you know, it was kind of heavy and it was a pain in the butt. But the main thing was putting minerals back in. As I get older and you start having, you know, problems, skin, a little health, this, that, why that. Then we came across fulvic mineral solutions. You know, these, it's like all the salts and everything of the Salt River, I mean, the Salt Lake in Utah. They just, I don't know, they, you know, shovel it into, you know, a bucket and, you know, have it as a solution that you get a lot, like 200 trace minerals or something. So I'm thinking if I got rainwater, I need to add something to it. So if I get a filtration system that takes all the minerals out and everything, I may not be better off. So talk about that a little bit. What is good that's in it? How these filtration systems leave it in? Are there some things that go through when I leave that in and don't filter it out? Explain this mineral thing to me.
Okay, the medium is what takes out the dissolved solids and heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, etc. And they're chemicals. They're down to the molecular level in the water. They're in solution. So how do you get those out? You're not going to filter them with a physical filter. The physical filter is for particulate matter and bacteria, things like that. Okay, so in the medium, it's called targeted intelligent medium. And what we do is we go out and find all the stuff that could possibly be in water. And a lot of them are in categories like volatile organic chemicals or heavy metals or things like uranium, or if you have right now you're showing arsenic. That's a map where the orange shows the arsenic in the country. So arsenic is another thing that's in solution. It's a deadly poison, and people are drinking it all the time in their water. So how do you get those out but leave the minerals, which are not toxic, going through? And like you say, if you're a plant, if you're a person, you need those minerals. And so most people get their water from an underground well, which has natural mineral in it. And depending on where you live, you're going to get a different dose of minerals. So you should have a supplement of minerals, a broad spectrum supplement. But the idea is that the filters are designed to let the minerals go through and take out the bad stuff. And so this, people go, well, how do you do that? That's part of the process. That's part of the what you call trade secrets on the product. But that's what they do. And so the latest things are PFAS chemicals, which are from firefighting foam or Teflon or all these other chemicals that have been in the water. And they don't break down. They're called forever chemicals. Pharmaceuticals don't break down. That's why the drugstore, Ernest, look at all the drugstores around the country. And all the drugs in there, they're long-term drugs. They'll sit in a bottle for 2 years, and then you take it. It goes out of your system, into the water table, and into the water. And when that's why tetracycline doesn't work anymore, because everybody is getting a royal dose of tetracycline when they take a drink of water. It doesn't work anymore because people's immune systems are immune to it. But anyway, you got to get the pharmaceuticals, all of these out of the water. And so that's what the filters do. So there's five of them in the MR5. They're all the same. And so you have five of them to get the flow rate up necessary for your average household. And so I have the stainless filters that can take 40 of those elements. I have stainless containers that will take one of those elements. But the one with five elements is the one that's perfect for your average or better than average
house. What's the mechanism by which it takes some of these out? It targets them in what way? You know, there's a chemical reaction. It's not a filtration thing. I mean, you know,
it's not a filtration thing. It's a matter of having the water flowing slow enough through the medium. It's a medium that these filters are like 3 inches in diameter, 20 inches long. There's five of them. But the medium is designed so it's an electrical process, basically an electron exchange process, where they grab those chemicals out of the water. And there's different products that are in the medium. Arsenic, and each type of category has its own extractor, you might say, or absorber. It's more of an absorber than anything else. And so anyway, they're targeting these chemicals, and we know that these remove, say, one for arsenic, one for fluoride and chlorine. Chloramines and glyphosate are removed by that same medium. And so that's a well-designed filter, and it lets the minerals go through. We don't target the minerals.
Okay, so it's targeted, you know, for certain chemicals that you've targeted the medium for to extract.
That's right.
Okay, now does it absorb it and eventually you got to change that filter?
Absolutely. Okay. The lifetime of the filters is about 50,000 gallons. That's for your average chemical dose. So after 50,000 gallons, you just measure that with your water meter, and then you have to change the filters. 50,000 gallons. It's usually about a year to a year and a half for an average family.
Okay, now let's talk about that, because it's a cheap printer until you got to buy the ink, you know? So so let's get into pricing here. Now, talking the M5, and you're talking about there's five of these filters, are they all the same, or are there different filters for different things?
No, they're all the same. They're all the same. So you just have five to keep the flow rate up.
Got it. So we have.
I could put 40 in there in a different container. But the MR5 is the one that has a 12 gallon per minute flow rate. And so that's great for a house. You're not going to abuse that.
No, I understand.
In an
you
average
have, you know,
house.
Some of them more for industry, or, you know, if you got a big giant barracks of something, or your whatever the heck.
Yes.
Okay. So an M5, you're going, this flow rate, it's household, of you got everything you need and you're not waiting. All right. So that's good. So the cost of the install, the entire unit, you know, not with installation or anything, because installation is going to be whatever some other water system, I'm sure they're going to be comparable, but yeah, unless it's got some extra, oh my God, crane you got to do, or some, you know, yours is probably, you know, the M5 is not any more complicated than another water treatment system, right?
Yeah, it's to give you a perspective, it's 27 inches tall when it's just standing on the floor. It's about 8 inches in diameter, and that's it. And then there's an optional UV filter, which is 3 feet long. And people have put these like in the corner of an apartment building or in a condo, or people have even put them in mobile units.
Yeah, you're not getting...
It's not big.
Okay, we're not...
The biggest thing is I suggest that a plumber install these. So talking about price, the MR5 is typically $1,766. It's on 10% sale right now on the webpage. And if you use the coupon code that I have made up for your people, it's freedom, just the word freedom, they get another 10% off.
Boom.
And so that brings it down about $1,400, and you get the first set of five filters with that. You can buy the extra filter sets for around $479. They're on sale. And plus, if they use that freedom coupon code, they get 10% off. And then the ultraviolet filter, which is the best one on the market, 36 inches long. It has a 55 watt bulb. It costs about $5 a year to put the electricity in there. And you have a final filter for bacteria and viruses. And that costs another $500. And every year you have to replace the bulb, which is another, say, $45, something like that.
Okay, now,
and so those are the costs and free shipping.
All right. How often do you got to change these five filters? And you do all five, or you test them? Or
yeah, you change all five about every 50,000 gallons for a house of four people. That's about every year or a year and a half.
Oh, so there's annual maintenance on this thing. So how much is it to change out the five filters?
You know, the set of five is $479. They're on sale right now. And you get another 10% off if you use the freedom coupon code.
Damn. Okay. So it's, you know, it's ink cartridges.
Right. Yeah, that's right. It's like a printer, you know, in the, but the thing is, we're talking about water here, 50,000, divide that by 50,000 gallons and see how much money per gallon. It's like 0.000 something cents per gallon.
I'm looking at $500, you know, so let's say $500 a year. That comes out, well, it's $500 a year, but it's, it's $47 a month, you know, addition, you know, for water. So is there some kind of guarantee I get, you know, do we check it and go, yeah, I'm going to get healthier because it's doing what it says it does? I mean, it's, because this is, I'm asking these questions while I got the time, because you and I have talked before. We've done shows before, you know, talking about this, and I was impressed enough to, you know, offer to have you put it up there. We'll just do an affiliate thing. I'll pimp this. I liked what you had to say, and, because I want to offer our audience, you know, a quality solution to these things, mm-hmm. And, of course, it's always me thinking of myself. Donna and I are in the process of actually building our home now, and it's going to have a water filtration system. You know, that's just because it's going to have a water filtration system, you know. So I understand the importance of this, and one of the reasons why I'm looking forward to getting out of the city, to get away. And a lot of times, they, them, those, man, they are any community, a small community, the first thing they do, you get all these incentives for your, you know, building projects and grants from the government and blah, 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 if you have a water treatment plant where we get to put what we want into everybody's body and you smear it all over them and do it. That's the first thing that they, them, those do, is that any community, as you have a community or municipality, that the first thing is that $300 million water treatment plant to put stuff in you, you know, not to keep it out, is to put it in. And I'm going, no, I think I'll decline. So as people start to be more independent, a more rural existence, and it doesn't even have to be geography. It's in your head. You know, the separating, getting off the grid, getting above the grid, and a water filtration system that does what it says, does it well, and it's not a gazillion dollars, you know, because less than $2,000 to put in a system is not that much, you know, to do what you're talking about. So, in my mind, I thought it would be more, but it's, but I do have a monthly or annual, you know, fee, and if it's just Donna and I, it probably, you know, go a couple of years. But the thing is that you're going to have the ability to take more control of your health. You know, this is a thing for me. So this is one of the things that I'm, you know, I'm more focused on. And as we make this transition from the grid they got you on, from the vectors that they got, you know, in the water, the air, the food, the everything, you know, I wondered, with all the diseases that come in, which, you know, vaccinations probably have a whole bunch of that, they just put it directly into your bloodstream, but I don't like the pollution from the crown. You know, it never turns out well, and it's never for my best interest. And I could realize this 30 years ago when it was a libertarian that said to me, before I even heard the word libertarian, he goes, why would you want the government to force medicate you? Why, you trust them to put chemicals in your water? You know, and you think it's just fluoride? You know, so I'm going, wow, man, that's a good point. You know, it's like forced health care. Well, there are solutions. You don't drink their water, or you filter their water, and you take way more responsibility for your own health. Then it wasn't until probably last decade or so that you start to realize that you're sucking up all this stuff through your skin. You know, it's just, and it really didn't impact me until, you know, a lot of times you just go camping, or you spend a 2-week, you know, wilderness retreat in the, you know, wilds of, you know, British Columbia, or you do it, and you just feel better. You know, you're not toxifying yourself. You're starting to, your system clears a little bit. A 2-week vacation, you know, it's kind of all of a sudden up and feeling better. You're out in the woods and so on, and you wonder why. Oh, it's the mountain air. You know, it might be the mountain water, too. So this is, I'm looking forward to when we make our decision of exactly where we're in the process now. And we get this paper done, you know, and then we're going to be traveling the state, distributing it, and looking at land. And one of the things that we know we're going to be doing is we get out of the big municipalities, and regardless whether they got municipal water to the location or not, we ain't drinking it. Sure as hell not, you know, without it being filtered. And I'm if you had to have rainwater, is there something you suggest to add to it? You know, you got a little, you know, mineral tablet or something you put into it. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. You could use something like Himalayan salt, which is a good, it's like a pink salt you can get on the market. And it's very interesting that Himalayan salt does not have iodine in it. All the ocean salt that you get today has iodine as part of it, and it's a very essential element for the human being in very trace amounts. It's a very important one. But Himalayan salt doesn't have it, which means that when that salt was formed millions of years ago, the ocean did not have iodine in it. Isn't that interesting? But scientists can't tell you why. But for rainwater, I personally use rainwater. And some of it runs over land and is mineralized before it goes into a system. And I have I use other systems that are strictly rainwater. But you also have to filter it as dust. I mean, it could have dust coming in from China. It could have bacteria. You don't know. So you do have to filter rainwater. If you're doing that, your filters last a lot longer because you're not taking out this heavy chemical load. When I say 50,000 gallons, I'm talking about somebody hooked up to the city water. And the city water will tell you, this is funny, go ask your city water company if your water meets standards. And they'll go, oh, yes, we meet federal standards. Well, you know what?
Yeah, federal
the federal standards have not been updated for 30 years ago. And they don't count all of the chemicals that are created when in the water or fluoride, all the subchemicals that are created from that, they think that's normal. It's okay. By federal standards, they don't even have to report it.
You know, this is one thing that, you know, I share this story with you, and you'll understand from my activism and so on, you know, it's really started to bother me. There was a League of Cities and Towns, and I've told this story before, and I want to share it with you. The League of Cities and Towns is kind of a template that they, by which this is how we're going to control everybody, you know, and it, you start peering back layers, and it always winds up being United Nations stuff. Well, what happened was, they come into a community, and the first thing they do is incentivize you to get a water treatment plant. If you have your own natural source or a spring or whatever, they don't care. They go, nope, 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 it's got to go through whatever the heck. Now, in Verde Valley in north central Arizona, in a Yavapai County, and it has a communities there, Cottonwood and Clarksdale and Jerome and so on, in the Verde Valley, which has a nice river that goes through there, Camp Verde and so on. Well, we were talking to people, and they always have now a economic development, you know, department of head director or something. And their main job is, what they see that they're doing, is they're applying for these federal grants. They are there, how do we get more money? Well, of course, they want you to spend money, but they're going to give you, you know, free this or discounted that or whatever. And if you don't want to do it, and the people go, eh, we're good. We don't need fluoride. We don't want this. We don't need it. We already got what? EPA comes in. You got too much arsenic, too much this, too much whatever. We're condemning your property you got and you can't. And we're going to make you, you know? So I see this over and over and over. And it's not to the people's benefit. It is for theirs or their contractors or the guy that builds the $300 million or whatever the hell. So this happens over and over and over. And I'm looking at, it's definitely, the government does not have my best interest in mind, and they will use these federal standards as an excuse to be able to claim some jurisdiction, and it's always, just like with this COVID thing and everything, it's always about your health and safety. And if it's health and safety, Constitution goes out the window. And they just go, nope, nope, health and safety. Dr. Fauci says, health and safety, you know.
Right.
EPA, and there's the, you know, every freaking agency on the planet. So I'm going, all right, as we make this extraction, I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is what climate change is all about. It's all about water, the food supply,
yeah.
You know, removing carbon dioxide from the air. It's all about control. And the people that are fooled by this, are the tree. I'm a tree hugger, but I'm a tree hugger that understands that these international national programs are designed to control, just like the water issue, just like you're describing. And this has been going on for decades. And a lot of people, they're trying to convert from their own wells to city water. And they're using the PFAS chemicals to do it. And they're saying, oh, the boogeyman out there, PFAS chemicals. But if you go on city water, then you won't have it. Well, they get the water from the same water table you do in your well.
Right.
And then they make you cap up your well, pour cement down the tube, And then they got you. It's all part of the process.
Freaking point. One thing that I want to bring up, as time has gone on, we've become much more, you know, certainly with our grandchildren. We got 12 grandkids. Whenever we get them, we buy, you know, one of the first things that we do is they get their own water bottle. Woo, that's my water bottle. Make it cool, put flames on it, you know, action figure, whatever the hell, you know. But we always make sure it's stainless steel or glass. You know, that's one of the things. Now, the adults, a lot of us, they go around with their glass water bottles at home, and they have maybe that, you know, kind of a silicone mesh around it or something like that. But we're getting away from plastic. And it's much less often that we're buying plastic water bottles, you know, getting our water in plastic if we can help it. So, I mean, of course, you're going to pick whatever it might be convenience of or you have. I'm not going to freak out. Oh, my God. You know, the soccer team, you got Gatorade in a plastic bottle. I'm probably more worried about the Gatorade than I am the plastic. But, you know, the thing is that plastic. Talk about plastics with me. We are really making a big effort of pushing plastics out. Not for any other primary reason for me is I just don't want to be ingesting that crap all the time. And then we find out that, you know, the consumer demands have been such that for infants and babies as they go on, there are certain kinds of plastics that mimic hormones in the body, and all of a sudden you got 9-year-olds going through puberty, you know? So There is something to this plastic thing. Tell me what you know, will you please?
Well, yeah, and the only thing I sell those plastic, you get your own food grade plastic units, is for kind of emergency or where you're not using it on a daily basis. All of my water filter products are stainless steel. It's 304 stainless, amazing product. And yeah, absolutely. I used to give away a thing called Clean Canteen. It's a stainless steel water bottle. It comes in 12, 16, and I think 32 ounce or something. Anyway, I don't do that anymore because you can get those almost every place now. But absolutely, they're on the market. And what I encourage people to do is listen to this. You can pay for your MR5 whole house water filter within 1 year, a family of four, if you simply stop buying bottled water and you fill up your water bottle at home.
Boom, 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 bitty, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that's another thing. You know, a lot of these, you know, people do get, and even when we had in our home, we had 5 gallon jugs, water bottles that we'd always either go get filled or we're down, but of course it's in plastic, so I'm not feeling like I got a big giant benefit there. And then we had, sometimes I think we had glass ones, you know, that we would do, but they were a lot heavier and a pain in the butt. So I'm going, all right, we made a great effort to try to have filtered water without a system. You know, we didn't have this, we just never did that because we knew we were going to be building our own home and so on. But getting away from the plastic and using the filtration system you're talking about with stainless steel, what is the health benefit? Now, of course, you'll go, well, it's better and you have all this crap and everything. Do you have any, at least, you know, anecdotal evidence of, you know, people can walk again? I mean, you know, so I just, you know.
Well, here's the thing, and I get these all the time. I just got one, a customer called in and left me he ran out of time on my message system here, the voicemail, telling me how his whole family, even the little kids, are exclaiming how the water is better. Now you notice that the first people that notice it are coffee drinkers. They go, oh my goodness, the coffee tastes different. This tastes like real coffee. And you don't notice that one customer, they just moved from a country home where they had their own well to the city. And the wife's hair was all tattered and, you know, the chlorine was doing a number on them, but not realizing that people living next door who've always been in the city, that they're used to it. They don't know any different. And so once people get this stuff out of the water, they start noticing. They start noticing that the clothes in the dryer don't have a big thing of lint. They're not cleaning out the lint filter every time. You get the chlorine out of there, it's destroying your clothes. That lint, what do you think? That all that lint is deposited on your clothes when you wear it once? No, it's your clothes in that lint in the dryer.
And then
that's
you're
your
wearing
clothes.
Them all day.
That was your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have these.
Yeah, and so
filters.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, my point is you're asking how do you know when you get one of these and you put it in, if you have a comparison like you used to be on city water, now you have a filter, you're going to notice the difference. And then there's the testing part too, which these filters have been tested for the lifetime of the filter. And so we have the test results, 97%, 99%. Removal of such and such a chemical, you know, for the lifetime of the filter. So we know it's taking them out. We know it's letting the minerals go through because of testing. But the thing is, my own case, 20 years ago, I was 60 pounds heavier. I was bald. There's pictures of me giving lectures, and I don't even look anything. My skin complexion was terrible. I started drinking water. I started taking care of myself. That's when I entered the health industry. I'm a nuclear physicist. I took night school for 2 years to get a nursing degree, and it ended up being a massage therapy degree, but I never used it. I never worked in that business, but I did it to learn physiology, anatomy, and health, to learn how to become healthy. And so once I started following my own path, and mainly drinking mineralized water, my hair grew back. I lost 60 pounds. My skin cleared up. I feel much better. You know, I'm an older guy now. I'm probably older than most people around me, but I'm like 35 years old. And that's because of clean water.
No, I'm getting this. I get older. I just turned 60. I'm a believer, you know, because I can
You're a
tell,
kid. You're you just know, a kid, Ernst.
Well, how old are you? You going to tell me how old you are?
I don't know if I should on the air.
All right. Well, I'm
more than 70. Lots more than 70.
Damn. So. You're looking good, man. You know, I want to grow up and be
not,
like you.
Not too bad.
Okay. All right. You know, this is because a lot of times when I'm feeling bad, you know, you need to eat right. Well, a lot of times I need to stop eating. You know, so I just, you know, I'll fast for a few days or 7 days. I've done
that's right.
several times, and that's had a big impact. And when you're doing that, it's really important to have good water. In fact, I will set aside quality water or have it filtered or do my Berkey's or whatever the heck, you know, to make sure, you know, I'm flushing out a lot of stuff. And I had that recommended to me by a guest years ago, just try a three-day thing. And then, you know, it was a year or two later that I had a friend of mine, his father, my age, came to a party, and he was just in a bad way. You know, he just was not looking good. I mean, it was about ready to wink out. And he had all these chemicals and eating junk food and prescription. I go, man, I tell you what it was. It was a Saturday, a weekend before Thanksgiving years ago. And I said, you know what? You know, you should just, I go, you know, I tell you, we'll do it together. I'll do it. I just stopped eating. Boom, we're done. I'm not going to eat until Thanksgiving. So it was like 4 or 5 days, you know, and we just stopped. And then by the time Thanksgiving came, I didn't pork out because I didn't have the same cravings. It's something like you get rid of the bacteria that, you know, produces some chemical that makes you want to eat. They need sugar and they want, you know. So I'm going, whoa, you mean there's some bacteria controlling my mind? You sons of men. Hell no. I'm top of the food chain, damn it. You know, I get to make decisions. So I lost about, God, 40 pounds. I was a lot heavier. I'm kind of now on the bus, doesn't help, you know. So I'm looking. The reason that I'm excited about this, I want to ask all these questions and share this with the audience, is because we're looking to make this shift now. As we are looking, you know, for a place and building our own home, I need a quality, I don't got to worry about it, you know, forever and always, you know, water treatment thing. Now, I got to, you know, I can imagine, you know, you got to, you know, change filters and so on. But with Donna and I, probably, you know, not every year. But, you know, is it easy to change these filters? You know, plug and play? Is it a complicated process? What are we looking at to do the filter change?
If you can unscrew a wing nut, and it takes about a minute at most, and there's a steel band that holds the top to the bottom, you take that off. First, you drain the water out. There's a little plug on the bottom. You drain the water out. There's a valve there. And then remove the five filters, put the new five filters in, put the cover on, screw the wing nut down, and you're done. So it's a pretty easy process.
All right, when you say remove, there's always you adjust. Everybody, all you geeks always do this adjust thing, and I'm looking for the grandma adjust button, you know, of how, you know. So
yeah, well, if you're really challenged, you could call a plumber, but I don't think it's necessary. But there are some people that would just have the same plumber that installed it come back and change the filters, you know, and then they could do a check on everything else and, you know. But it's an easy process.
Change a water filter? Is that what you're thinking?
I would hope so.
I would hope so. Okay. So this is, but these filters, I mean, you know, you're a good looking 70 plus, but you may not be around forever. I mean, am I going to be able to find these filters? I mean, how available are they?
Well, I encourage people to buy at least one extra set when they buy the unit. I mean, some people buy two or three. I've had people buy five extra sets so they don't ever have to deal with it again, you know. And but the company should be here. And I don't have a crystal ball, but this company is set up. And, you know, if I'm not here, that's the companies will certainly go on.
Well, this and you've been in business how long? And I see these. I'm sorry.
20 years, 20 plus years.
Okay, when I see your warehouse full of these stainless steel water filter systems that you have there, you know, are you actually, you know, you contract out the production of the stainless steel, I would imagine, or are you doing it?
Well, in any manufacturing, there's like, if you're building automobiles, you know, all of the parts of the automobile are not built at Ford plant up in Michigan. It's like any manufacturing, the stainless, the various parts and things might be manufactured and subcontracted, and they come together and go together at our assembly plant. And then there's a warehouse, there's a storage warehouse, and then there's our shipping area, which is another separate area. It's a totally separate area for shipping.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, you know, understand how the your system works, and your motivation was looking at two things. Now, we have one of the slides up there that had your wing unit, your windmill, your wind capture, and it looks like a, you did kind of a ducted fan thing, or,
that's right.
Have a band around it, so you're not losing a lot of the energy of the wind off the tip of the blades. I understand why you did that. You know, tell us a little bit about that. Has that got a future?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's, you will not see three-blade wind turbines or solar panels in 10 years. You will see JMCC wing generators. And here was my motivation. Once again, being an engineer, I said, what do we do to solve the world energy problem? I'm not talking about your home one. I'm not talking about the, even a city or a country. I'm talking about the world energy problem. And I had to do calculations. I had to understand the amount of energy, solar will never do it. Solar will never, ever do it. That's why they're pushing solar, is because it'll never do it. But wind will, because the time average energy in wind in the United States at any given time is a constant. So if you have a distributed network of wind energy devices that actually work, now look at that three-blade wind turbine. 97% of the wind blows right through that without touching those blades. Do you think that works? Of course not. It's a farce. But they will put trillions of dollars of government money into that, knowing that full well after 10 years, they'll go, oh, it didn't work. Oh, boy. Anyway, my goal was to design a product, and this is before ever thinking about the actual design, and I had criteria. Would this be able to be scaled to air and coal power plants? That was my criteria, with one or two units. And this can. It takes low RPM, turns it into low RPM electricity, and that's something that nobody ever did before. It's so I created the electronics that went with this. That was the motivation. And this, yeah, you will see these universally around the world. It's patented. It has two patents on it now.
Well, you're thinking more that it's as a industrial scale, for centralized grid power.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm currently selling it for farm and ranch, the small scale up to 50 kilowatt size. But that isn't the market. I mean, that's nice. That's for people. That's a way to raise money to fund some of the other research. But the real goal is to have cities, municipalities, and national grid where we're supplying all of our electricity and hydrogen. That's another, I'm a big believer in hydrogen. That now look at it, you take a wing generator, you put it on a barge out on the ocean, you keep it in the high wind region by sea anchors, and you produce hydrogen. And so you bring that hydrogen in, distribute it with the same distribution system we currently have for gasoline, and you have a way of storing and using energy. Electricity is not a good for what automobiles. I think electric cars are going to die out. I think hydrogen cars are the way of the future.
So you mean not hydrogen fuel cells as an electric, you're thinking, actual hydrogen combustion.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Yeah, this is, in place of gasoline.
Well, here, a lot of these, man, I am definitely not, okay, let's go off on a tangent here a little bit, because this is an interesting conversation. Let's go ahead and entertain myself and the audience. In 1992, there was a, here in Arizona, there was the presidential campaign. It was Perot and Bo Greitz and Hagelin, which was the Natural Law Party guy. There was Republican, Democrat, Liberty. I mean, it was, man, you want presidential candidates. It was lousy with them here, across the U.S. There were several candidates, and there was even the New Alliance Party, which was like a black community thing. They had 50, Leona Fulani. She had 50-state ballot status and raised more money than all seven of the Democrat, seven dwarves, combined. So it was a very interesting year, and we had, a lot of things going on. But there was one party that they did a write-in campaign. It was called the Hydrogen Party. And they were all about hydrogen. It was just candidates everywhere. They go on as write-ins, and I don't know if they did other states, but they were pushing the crap out of hydrogen. Then there was an actual hydrogen truck prototype that was made in the East Valley here in Mesa or something that they were pushing and doing examples of the legislature and everything. Hydrogen, 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 hydrogen. So I'm going, okay, then there's hydrogen fuel cells. One of my two sons and one of my two son-in-laws both right now work at Nikola, okay? They went from Honeywell Aerospace and got jobs at Nikola Trucking, which is using hydrogen for their fuel cells and doing, big haul trucks, tractor trailers. And the tractor, so I'm going, okay, well, show me, that works good. And they're talking about the hydrogen distribution network, and it could also be for combustion, like what you're talking about, or hydrogen fuel cells. But my question is, I'm going, you're going to have to deal with this distribution thing. Not like it's impossible, because you already have fueling stations, they put another tank in or whatever anyway. But you have, like with the electrification, with Tesla and so on, charging stations be a popping up everywhere. So I'm going, okay, so it's doable. And then you have the production of it. How is that going to be done? Well, you can crack it, with electrolysis, you can create, hydrogen and oxygen. Hell, I mean, it's rocket fuel, whatever. So the hydrogen production, the amount of energy that it takes, then you get into and you go, all right, well, I got, battery storage, and that keeps getting better and better. Matter of fact, I just got 30 kilowatts are being delivered right now that I ordered, a month or two ago, of lithium iron phosphate batteries that we have for our home, because I don't have a hydrogen yet, okay? So this is, describe to me your plan and what you see coming in the manufacture and distribution of hydrogen, because hydrogen is such a small atom that it just like will leak right through your stainless steel over time. How do you store it? Is it liquefied? Do you have it cryogenically, stored? Is it, tankers? Is it pipelines? Is it? So put on your, math number crunching hat and tell me how you see this evolving in the future.
We already have a distribution system for petroleum or for example. And that's a system. And the beautiful thing about this is there's no degradation. You can store this stuff for 100 years. You have an LP tank sitting there. Hydrogen is the same. It doesn't degrade. So in the tank systems, the distribution, the way of...
Okay, well, let's address that. It does leak. Now, one of the things that we do, we have our piratewithoutborders.com. We have the Precariat, or pirate ship, which is an airship. We can put hydrogen in it, which you can just make from the atmosphere, or you do helium or whatever. I don't see hydrogen as dangerous as a lot of people think. It wasn't the hydrogen that did the Hindenburg. It was its coating, because the hydrogen, when it goes, and it goes up and away. It's done. It's not like it leaks all over you. And I got gas burns back in 94, and skin grafting on my right arm. And I know about gasoline. Hydrogen's not that way. When it vents, it goes. It's done.
And all of these are technical problems, and I don't think I want to address these today.
Well, storage,
but,
you're talking
again,
about...
like you say, is dangerous. Yeah.
Well, the storage, let's address this. The storage, you say, hydrogen, it'll sit there forever and always, but we have hydrogen that's sitting there, and it can leak out, like, spaceships going to Pluto are not going to, the hydrogen's not going to stay in the tank, because it kind of, bleeds out. So how much loss?
Let me give you an example. Right now, the port of Louisiana, south of Baton Rouge, is a pipeline that goes out into the Gulf, and it is filling ships full of natural gas. They pressurize it, and if you've seen one of the ships, it looks like an oil tanker, except it has three big globes on it, and that's what the ship is. It's three big globes. Half of it is under the deck. Half of it is above the deck. They're filling those and they're shipping it off to China. It's a it's a cheap fuel, and China is buying tons of our natural gas, but it's pressurized before it goes across the ocean. And so this distribution system is all, the ability to put hydrogen on tankers, distribute it, and is already there.
Well, hydrogen I'm just wondering if there's any losses with that that's negligible. You know, this is like, I'll give you an example.
Well, let's compare it. Okay, well, let me.
I just want to tell you something. Go ahead. I turned off my video because we're kind of getting streaming buffering, you know, a little bit. So that's why you're not seeing that. So okay. But the audio, it will be better. When we do distribution of water here in Arizona, they got the Central Arizona Project. Right? Oh, my God, evaporation. So I asked them, I go, how much evaporation are we losing water to evaporation? Because they have these little floating balls that'll go on top, and there's all kinds of different mitigation that they can do for that. But, you know, talking to, you know, the mathematicians are going, you know, the amount of evaporation that you're doing compared to the water, that's negligible. It's nothing. So I'm looking at
here's the mathematical answer to that.
Okay.
As you get to bigger and bigger tanks, the surface area compared to the volume is much less. It's a whole factor. It's as the R of the tank, the radius of the tank grows.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the volume it contains. This is why a big building is much easier to heat than a small building, because the surface area is much less. It's the same principle. So as the tanks get bigger, the surface loss gets less per unit of volume. Here's the thing we should be talking about. Take the oil rigs out in the ocean, land, everything that's being used to extract oil and then transport it. Okay, take those oil rigs and they go away, because now you're getting hydrogen off of water. So that's a barge sitting on the top of the water, sucking water out of the ocean. And the conversion to hydrogen is very good. You already have the electrolyte in the water.
Yeah.
Good grief. And then it's about 77% efficient. And you take away all of that oil industry that is out there on those derricks and all that, a massive expense, and it goes away. Hydrogen is cheap, dirt cheap compared to oil. And you don't have the refining plants. Take all that away. Compare
there,
it.
You know, I can see there's a lot of benefits when you look at it and you're going, you know, is there the profit? Is there the will? Is it the opposition? Is it, you know, from they, them, those that won't leave us alone of the energy special interest of blah, 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 blah. And that's why I'm such a supporter and why we have PiratesWithoutBorders.com and the categories, you know, we have. One of them, of course, is energy. And they look at, you know, I can't believe you're doing solar. I can't believe you're off grid. You know, it's more efficient, yada, yada. And, you know, the lithium and, you know, cobalt and little, you know, kids in Africa picking with their fingers and yada, 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 yada. And I'm going, you're missing the point. For me, it is not about that. What it's about is about decentralization. It's about my ability to be more autonomous and away from somebody else's central plan for my life. So if hydrogen or solar or wind or whatever is coming in to where I can make the storage, and you can store hydrogen, just like you can store electrons and batteries. You can store. This is the future. I can see this coming. And we were talking about the precariat. If you go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, on the top left, it says virtual tour. You can see a video tour, an animation of the pirate ship. In the beginning of it, it shows this purple bag and so on. That's the air bag. It's an airship, you know. So what do I fill it with? Well, you know, helium's getting to be a pain in the butt. I mean, you'll be able to find it and so on. They found in the Rift Valley a big supply now and so on. But, you know, you can't always count on that. Well, hydrogen is everywhere. And you can make it yourself. Hell, I fly through a cloud and I got enough material. I make more of my hydrogen with the solar panels we have on the shaft. We're done. So I can see hydrogen becoming a thing. I can see your experience in the construction of stainless steel tanks is definitely a good thing to have on your side. I see that you're getting water that you can use, and you can make part of the process, add some energy or solar or your wind generation of power, and you've got water, wind generation, hydrogen, your car. So, you know, Mr. James McCanny, if he was like 30 years younger, he'd be living the life of Ryan by the time he was, you know, your age now. So this is the one thing that I'm looking at, the opportunity for a healthy, prosperous, oh my God, life of my grandchildren. This is, I'm going, woo, the future be bright as long as we can get this monkey off our back. And that's a lot about what this issue of our newspaper is about, was this very thing. Getting more self-sufficient and independent and healthier by making these decisions for yourself and your family. This is a, you know, an essential part of this, because I can see what's coming. Technology, which was the whole point that we did the categories on pirates. If you go to piratewithoutborders.com, at the top, you'll see communication, shelter, energy, water and food. And you click on that, and you'll see all the tech that we have come across on Freedom's Phoenix as we scour the internets every day for this. You know, we're going on the internet and finding, you know, a lot of things. A lot of times I look for it specifically, or it comes in my feed, or I happen to see it on favorite sites, tech sites, and so on. And we put that up there. On the left of Freedom's Phoenix, you go down about halfway, you'll see it says Top Tech News. That is all the technology. Now, not all of that makes it to pirates, because the technology that improves the autonomy of individuals is what goes to pirates. So this is part of, that's why I'm spending this extra time talking to you about this stuff, because you're a resource for us in a lot of different ways. You know, it's not just for I got clean filtered water. It's I got a smart guy of the reasons why he did it, you know, and the offering to humanity. So that's why I wanted to have this extra conversation with you. How confident are you? What kind of timeline are you looking at for the transition into a distribution of hydrogen for a lot of uses?
It could happen within within 1 year. It could start. It could start. And then the economics would take over, because people would see that this is an investment.
Right.
What happens is the majority of big investment in oil comes from the top maybe 1,000 rich people in the world. And what do they have? They have a vested interest to keep that there. Why should they change? They're making a lot of money. Their power comes from that. Their you know, their lifestyle, you know, 1,000-foot yachts and whatever. What I did is like I say, if you look at any problem in the world, I don't care if it's food or, you know, go down to, you know, hygiene, whatever, it comes back to the very two original ones, which is water and energy. If you solve those, you pretty much solve 98% of all the other problems in the world. That's why I did this. And, you know, like I say, I'm a mathematician. So I ran the numbers on energy for wind and solar and nuclear. People talk about thorium or fusion.
Right.
None of those will work, because they are heat engines. Heat engines are only 25% efficient when you take out all of the use. And then what do you do with all of that other excess heat? It goes right into the atmosphere. And so the only solution on the planet for energy is wind. Once you solve that, now you solve the water problem. You solve the energy problem for distribution, because you can distribute it electrically or with hydrogen. And by the way, you can have a barge out in the middle of the ocean creating bitcoins, having a completely autonomous distribution financial network, and never cross a boundary.
Here's a mathematician wants to actually solve
boundary.
Problems. They don't want to solve problems. They want to profit from there being a problem. You know, this, you know, I'm really glad you, now I was showing the energy category on Freedom's Phoenix. What's the top story up there? Lexus revs up hydrogen engine on a rover, you know, an off-road vehicle that they're doing here. And I'm going, yep, here we go. Now, see, we talk about, you know, different batteries and different energy production things and living off the grid and so on. But what do we got here? I mean, just as you've been talking, I remember that there was something there we just put up. There it is. They're, you know, doing hydrogen, you know, to run this vehicle. Man, it's already happening. You know, James McCanny, the prophet.
Well, I mean, if you run the numbers, you know, one of the big problems with people that are jumping up and down and, investing trillions of federal dollars in alternative energy is they don't know anything. They're not mathematicians. They don't know that solar will never ever, it's a pig with lipsticks. You know, three blade wind turbines will never work. They haven't. Get this number. Here's a fun fact about three blade wind turbines. There's over 100,000 installed in the United States today. If you put together their collective energy production, their nameplate value, in other words, like if it's a 2.4 megawatt generator, it's producing 2.4 megawatts, they could literally provide half of our electricity today. And they don't. They don't provide even a fraction of the energy. So, you know, it's just proof that they don't work. But everybody's putting their time and energy. You know, who are the big industry leaders? General Electric and Siemens. And their big
economic
gig is Central Power Companies.
I'm saturated with lies. You know, that's what Freeman's Phoenix slogan when we first started it back in 05, the concept was from the 90s. But I'm going, it's uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. And I'm really glad that you're here helping us do this. I wanted to show, if you go to the top left of Pirates Without Borders, it says, Precariat, take the virtual tour. This is the ship. This is the envelope that would have the hydrogen. You know, this is the lifting power of it. Now watch what happens. This is the construction of the pirate ship.
What you got?
Why
don't you change it?
The lifting power of this thing.
Now, of course, you have to go rearrange it.
And the induction fan. Solar panel fail.
Raise a little hell,
we're having fun. It's not just an airship. It's a So this is, we're thinking into the future. This is something that we're with you, man. We want to make sure that people understand that the future is bright. The technology is there. It's happening fast enough that it's to get scary sometimes, because they, them, those that won't leave us alone definitely want to make use of it, you know, for control of us. And we can make use of it now in the decentralization down to us, where we have the capability to have quality food that we can produce ourselves. We've done the aquaponics in our own gardens and geodesics, doing greenhouses of whatever. We have our own stamp press that makes the rods for the geodesic domes that we're doing. I'm ready to rock and roll. And we did this Love Bus Liberty tour over the last year and a half that Don and I did to kind of justify our semi-retirement of us building. And one of the things is a JMCCWaterFilters.com water filtration system, so that we can make sure that we have a quality product going on and in our bodies and our life. So thank you for coming on and talking. I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, give whatever special that you're doing with our audience and so on, because this is important. But it's coming from someone that's one of us that understands the importance of this and the optimism of the future of what is going to happen in a lot of different, you know, areas that we've been covering in our top tech news, in Pirates Without Borders, in the categories, all this stuff. We're emphasizing this, and I'm very excited about the newspaper that we got. You guys can go to the top of Freedom's Phoenix there, in the banner up there. It has the newspaper that you can do. Let's do this. I want to show you where you can go to Freedom's Phoenix, and you can see where you can bulk order the paper or get your own, because I want to make sure that you guys see this. You go newspaper, fast as it'll load up. And we didn't have an ad for you because we didn't think of it, and we, you know, weren't really doing commercial ads and so on. But you go into the newspaper, you know, here, and I want to, let me bring it down so you can see it better. You go into the newspaper, and you can see, you know, that you can get physical copies of it. And, yeah, it's loading up the graphic. So we're looking into a future of airships and leave-me-aloneism of communities of out in the middle of. This has been, you know, this particular cover was from, like, 13 when we were doing our e-zine and so on. You've hit on the you got the right guy, because we've been thinking about this for, heck, my whole adult life has been building up to the autonomy that we get and the freedom that we have when we get away from it. My top article that I have in the paper, Phoenix Rising, which includes this kind of decentralization and autonomy that we have and taking care of ourselves. I can't stress, I want you to emphasize this more for us. The importance of quality water in us and on us is foundational to, like, what? Everything?
Everything. Everything. Your food, your food should be, besides non-GMO and organic, we should have clean water added as a third requirement for food growing. When you select something at the grocery store, it should have non-GMO, organic, and verified clean water. That's my opinion. But I want to make a quick statement here also. I think that the COVID thing is the last hurrah of the New World Order.
Yep.
And that's why they won't let it go. They're like a dog with an old shirt. They're just like, they just won't let that baby go, because that's their last hurrah. And the masses are waking up, which is the opposite effect. And of course, there's a lot of people that, you know, maybe got the shot and now are figuring out that maybe that wasn't such a good idea. But anyway, I think the world in general is waking up. And I think that the COVID thing is their last hurrah. That's their last shot to get something done.
This is the battle. If you allow the crown to chase you down and inject you with notions and potions from the crown by force, you know, are you kidding me? That will never turn out well, even in the short term. This is the battle. And you can see these articles that we have and the authors that we have. You know, this is an awesome newspaper. Donna and I, you know, have been busting ass till late in the evening, you know, trying to make sure we made the deadline for the day. And that's one thing we got to do right now is get the presses and get it produced. So you can go to the newspaper at the top of Freedom's Phoenix, and this will tell you how you can, you know, order it and bulk order it and become a subscriber and, you know, all that right now. I wanted to, you know, bring that up and introduce you to James McCanney, because, you know, we've talked before, and I know he's of, you know, the right mind, you know, with us and wanting to do it for the right reasons, and he's got a business, and he's making sure that you get a quality product, a good service, and we get a cut, you know, whatever, and I don't care, you know. I'm more concerned about you getting a quality product and me getting a quality product, and that's one thing. You guys go buy a bunch of them, you know, and then I get one free probably, you know, or something. We'll work out something. But the thing is that this is going to be, you know, the system. I'm comfortable with this, that this is what we'll be using, or I wouldn't have put it up on, you know, the site. So, you know, it's a quality product that, you know, does what they say it does, and I need it. And I don't know, the UV protection, you know, that's for what? Viruses and different bacteria that might make it through or something. How important is that?
Right. Well, it's the final stage, and here's the issue. Could they put something in the water table?
No,
or like PFAS chemicals. No. And so anyway, whether you're on a private well, whether you're getting rainwater, did you know that glyphosate is Roundup, can evaporate and come in rainwater? You know, so you, if you're getting rain, you think you're getting this pure water from the sky, but it's really not. So no matter where your water source, you have to get this stuff out of your water. And, you know, that's what the MR5 is for. It's for the whole house. And, you know, it's whether you're groundwater, whether it's city water, whether it's from rainwater, they're all going to have something in there, some element of this chemical mix that's been put into our environment. And so, and by the way, just to mention, Ernest, you have on your webpage, it's a banner ad, and I've seen it flash up here a couple times, and you're searching your webpage. And if people click on that, that's where you get your affiliate benefit from, the sales that occur from those people following that link. Just click on it. And also use the coupon code FREEDOM, just the word FREEDOM. You get an extra 10% off anything you buy there.
Well, it says that on the ad, so that they get the secret code that's on the ad. And I appreciate that. But that's not, like you'll see on we have PPM Silver Cosmetics. That's Mike Swatek. He's another engineer like you, that, and he's building an aircrete dome right now. We have his articles in the newspaper about he's doing that as a service to everybody. Well, how are these domes going to be, hydrated? Well, we got to have a system. So this is something that we're really focusing mm-hmm. on, is these kinds of relationships, to be inside with people that you trust to be able to supply us with, this kind of stuff. Now, there's the ad right there. Okay. So, if people go and you just there click you on this ad, use freedom code free, boom, it's done. JMC water filter. There you go. So when you see this on the site, this is who we're talking to. You got a face. So this is, I guess, it's been a really long commercial, but it's more than that. We wanted to get, educated, and we find out that, he's also has a energy solution with a high efficiency, windmill. Now here in Arizona, it doesn't rain and it doesn't wind that much. In some areas it does, but usually out here in the desert, you're not getting much. When it does wind, you're freaking get some wind. But the if you could able to store that and convert it into hydrogen, that'd be cool. Or, batteries or whatever. So I am open to any and everything. And we knew that there was a solution that we could be off the grid with the solar that we did purchase and was available. So we did. We pulled the trigger. Boom, done. Because Bob, my friend that lives out here, he just did a show with Corbett just a couple weeks ago, got a lot of attention. He's been out here for over 15 years. And he's a nuclear, refueling supervisor at Palo Verde, nuclear plant. And they want to charge him $30,000 to get plugged in. And that was, the non-employee discount or something. And he goes, screw you, I'll take care of it. Well, all of a sudden now, what we wanted was going to be, when we first started thinking about it, was like $60,000 to not have the, privilege of having an electric bill, And now it's gone down to like $18,000. When it got below 20 and I could do it, I pulled the freaking trigger, especially here in Arizona with the sun be a-shining. Now, he has a windmill also up here because he'd get pissed when the wind be blowing, it's blowing your stuff around. It's just a pain in the butt. But when you're making power, all of a sudden it's, it's like, mental therapy. And you're going, okay, well, I'll take it. So mm-hmm. There's so much of this going on, and we're hoping to demonstrate this as we did with our previous property with our 70 chickens and our goats and our turkeys and our aquaponics with the fish and everything. We already know how freedom is purchased with effort, technology, and understanding the real world and being above the grid. Well, we got a friend, James McCanny, that can help us with that and have a quality water system that is essential. All this other stuff doesn't matter if you're not healthy. I just tell you that right now. And health, I guarantee a big giant chunk of that starts with freaking water. Boom. How far off am I, James?
Well, if you're cooking, if you're drinking it, you're showering, you're washing your clothes, every part of water in your house, that's number one in my book. Number one is clean water. And people don't realize it because after taking a shower, you don't immediately feel sick because there's toxins in your water. But over a 10-year period or 15-year period, exchange that cost with one day in a hospital for somebody in right. your family because they got sick and they don't know why. There's no comparison in real dollars and cents. And then plus just your general health. And I'm a walking example of what clean water will do to you. It, you know, your body is meant, I believe your body's meant to live 120, 130 years. People die younger because back in the 80s or the 1880s, 1800s, people lived to 35 years old. They had poor hygiene, didn't brush their teeth, didn't, you know, I mean, poor food quality. And now people are living to, you know, I mean, I'm an elderly person and I'm doing fine. I'm like 35, running around like a kid. So I think that, people don't understand. They've been tricked into thinking that, you know, my grandpa died when he was 66. And you thought, wow, that was old. Well, no. I mean, that was how old people were on average then. They would retire, collect 1 year of Social Security, and they were dead. And now, you know, people are living to the 90s and the hundreds. And it's, if they watch their P's and Q's, if they eat clean food, have clean water, the food that's grown has clean water, etc.
So we're talking annual maintenance. I think it's for, you know, a couple like Donna and I, we'd probably be able to, you know, you're taking 50,000 gallons. I mean, you stretch this out, you know, a couple of years for $500 and, you know, fill
you're gonna have 3-4 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the point is that investment in your health is going to save you a boatload of money in so many other ways, plus the quality of life that you have. So, yeah, this is, I understand. I'm glad we had this conversation. You know, I think I give you a last word here and, you know, promote your offers and such. But I tell you, you know, I'm really glad that we had this conversation, and there's going to be a lot more of this kind of stuff. You know, there may be without a product or whatever. You know, I don't want to go all Alex Jonesy on you and selling every freaking tincture of whatever the hell. But, you know, I definitely want you to be informed and understand the options that you have to live a higher quality of life for you and generation next. It's the next generation. There are so many pollutants that we are doing our best. We had, when our grandkids and our kids or family, we had all the chickens, we were chickened up, man. We would have dozens and dozens, you know, of eggs. They just got, so we knew they were getting quality, no drugs, no crap, free-ranging chicken eggs that just freaking look different. I mean, they taste different. They're creamy. I mean, it's just awesome. Once we started having our own gardens, when our kids were around 10 years old,
moved
into a home that had a bunch of grapevine, and all of a sudden it's spring and everything just started growing. We go, what the hell is going on? So we go, all right, well, this tastes good. So we created a 10-by-12 garden that our kids, so they even knew what a real vegetable tasted like. They didn't even know that you could grow a tomato you could eat like an apple, you know, and cherry tomatoes and cucumber. I mean, just basic fundamental, you know, vegetables that they liked. All of a sudden, damn, this is what it's supposed to taste like? Yeah, that shiny green freaking plastic thing that's in the supermarket is not the same thing that I grew up on. And certainly, you know, my parents and grandparents and so on. So this is where we're going back. I see the trend, and water is a very important thing, which is why of all the products that we have on Freedom's Phoenix, there's a lot of advertisements. So on the ones that I curated that I wanted to make sure were there was a good water system and Mike Swatek PPM Silver Cosmetics, because pirates know what that means. I use the silver creams on everything. Any, you know, heck, from toe fungus to cuts. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. That stuff, I get any kind of an abrasion, a cut, the first aid, the silver, boom, not a problem anymore. I mean, boom. It's like an overnight boom miracle, but that used to be the standard. When I was a kid, I remember my grandmother, we used to have, because we were in Florida, so you had bug bites and crap everywhere, and kids, you know, doing, I had, you know, red mercurochrome crap all over me, you know. So all of these different, grandma did, the older generation knows what works, they've done, and you have somebody like James that has done the research, has a mathematic, you know, engineering mind, and applied it towards this kind of thing. Take advantage of this. It is your future, your health, but it's more than anything else, your family and the children. We are creating an entire generation of dependency in healthcare on, and they want to jab you with a bunch more crap, make sure of it, and they, them, those make some money. You know, they make money not on you being well, they make it on you being sick and controllable. Well, what do you think the fluoride stuff was all about? You know, in the water. You know, you can do some research on it, but the main thing is this. When the hell do I get off thinking, anybody think, that the government gives a crap about your teeth? Really? 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 You know, and I'm going to let them force medicate me in a grid system of water, and what's the first thing they want to do in any community to get some bennies from the government? A municipal water supply that they can inject. And then when I found out, because one of my kids' friends at school, parent, was involved in the construction of water treatment plants, and I asked him about this while we were doing, you know, this research, and he goes, the fluoridation companies, the trucks that come and insert that, they pay for the infrastructure to dump it into the water system. It is solution to pollution is dilution in your kidneys, because this is a byproduct of industry that they got to get rid of, and they call it a fluoride, whatever the hell it is, and they put it in your system just to get rid of it. And if it has the benefit of, you know, a little bit of, you know, lose your will to resist kind of thing, well, all the better. You know, do you really think it was about your teeth? Don't think the government is there because they love you. At the very best, they are serving a special interest to make you sick or controllable or something. We have to take care of ourselves, and water is a very important part of that. We have a friend in the business of getting you quality water, James McCanny, and he's one of us. So pace. All right, James, last word, man, go.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you can think of it this way. When you buy an MR5 whole house water filter, that stainless steel container is going to be there in 200 years. Somebody else is going to be using that. All you got to do is change the O-ring. Imagine buying a car that would last 200 years. Well, you can buy a water filter that's going to last 300 to 500 years. The stainless steel is not going anywhere. So all you have to do is replace the elements. But it is about the kids and yourself, I mean, becoming healthy. And you know, my biggest advertiser, Ernst, is people who've already bought one. They go around and tell their friends. Yeah. I get sales all the time from people, referrals. That's my biggest advertiser, is people that have already bought one.
Well, when we get ours, you know, I'm sure we'll have a similar experience, and we're going to be sharing, because we need this. You know, this is one of the, you know, there's not going to be a new home for the Hancocks that's not going to have a quality, you know, water filtration system. That's just, you know, duh, you know. So this is, I'm glad we had this conversation. We'll leave it there. But this has been, you know, informative in a lot of ways. And I wanted to make sure that people, you know, get this information, because it's important to me to make sure that we are informed, that we're healthy, and that we have liberty in our lifetime. And health is going to be a big part of that. Thank you very much, James. It's great talking to you, man. Good luck on sales and so on. I just wanted us to be informed. I think we are. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks again.